2005 college training in Montreal, Canada, with Brother Titus Chu. David, the man after God's heart. Message 8.
Well, I still feel I need to give you a little time on how David raised up this person. Some of them become mighty men. Of course, we do not know what's happened, right? Firstly, it was 400. Eventually, it was 600. And these 600 people become one with him in his lifelong fighting for the kingdom of the Lord. So it's a hard fighting. And these 600 rebelled once too. You know, when did they rebel? We will come to that. I think we should be able to come to that. That is when all their family, including David's two wives, were captured by Ammonites. I believe so, by Ammonites, right? I think.
Amalekites.
Those guys came and captured the city. So the 600 says, "Oh, my wife, oh, my children." But the Lord was with him, so he went back and regained all those who were captived. So they regained their family. You know, brother, it is always a marvelous thing to see sins grow. Since any sins, any one of you, young one, if you desire to develop, if you desire to grow, I think there are four things that you can never depart from. In other words, in your lifelong, remember, these are the four things. According to sequence, or according to experiences, number one, it is always, or the top one, it is always the fresh Christ. You know, one thing amazes you about David. There not one day he was old. He can be chased around. He can come from the real hard time. There's not one day he said, finally, this time the Lord really gets you. I lost all my strength, so I'm going to give up. You can't find a record like this. He's actually much stronger than Elijah. Remember, Elijah was a powerful, actually the most mighty prophet in the Old Testament. Even that, Elijah was tired. Elijah was defeated. David never. David always was in failure, but was not defeated. I wonder if you know the difference or not. You know, to us, a person fail, then the person's defeated. No. A person can be defeated without fail. The person can fail without being defeated. You know, never being defeated. The secret of that is always lay hold on a fresh Christ.
Amen.
This become the life of David. When everything's with him, he knew how to turn to the Lord. When everything became so bad, he also knew how to turn to the Lord. Of course, eventually, there were trials for him when he was ruling, and he failed. He failed on three incidences, and they all are very crucial. But anyway, even in the failure, there's one thing. Look at the song he wrote, the Psalms, in these failures. Look at the Psalms he wrote. You realize that even in these failures, he was never defeated to a point gave up his Lord and apart from his Lord. You know what marks you young people? You young people today love the Lord. Tomorrow, you're still as overcoming, but you don't love the Lord anymore. Then 2 days later, you come back to love the Lord. Do you get my point? You find all kind of reasons, like the young sister, Mark's wife. You know, she's actually, Mark has eyesight. She knows things. She pick up one of the best sister. Huh? What did I say? You know, in Chinese, all the same. So, so he, when I say he, it could mean she. When I say she, it could mean he. Oh, he pick up. He pick up one of the best sister. Did you realize something very interesting? The sister has always been good, but for some reason, become defeated. Sorry, sister, where are you? Don't be offended. Would that be okay? For some reason, you say, oh, you mean he's in the world? No. Oh, you mean he's in sin? Of course not. Oh, you mean he's in what? No. He's just defeated. How come he's defeated? For some reason, the Lord is no longer in his first place. You know that? My daughter came with my granddaughter, right? Oh, that was really, that made me very, very happy because I'll be away for about a month, so I won't be able to see her for that long. I couldn't believe I have the blessing seeing her all these days. Every day I can see her, once, twice, even three times. How good that is. You know, one thing is a learning. Are you able to be away from someone you treasure that much? I'm pursuing Christ. You know, our problem is, I want to be victorious. I want to win. David's secret is, I want to have the Lord. Amen. I can have victory, I can have failure, but I will never depart from Christ himself. Amen. This become the first element, his training, his soldier. Of course, whether his soldier pick up as that much, it's hard to say. But anyway, when you want to raise up young people, remember, first thing is, give them Christ. And let them be clear about Christ. Let them realize their life is for no one, is depending on no one, is rely on no one. In the process, it's not going through no one, but Christ himself. You may have overcoming time. May the Lord be there. You may have time of failure. May the Lord be there. So now you know, I can win. I can fail. I can have good days. I can have days of failure. But I don't like to be defeated. I always like, as what I am, come to the Lord's presence. Amen. Number one. Number two, David has ability to be with people. You know, it's amazing, right? Saul had such a recruiting ability. But all the men become instrument for Saul to use. Here's a Harvard graduate. Let me recruit him. So he can take off the education department. Here's a West Point graduate. Let's recruit him. So he can take care of the military department. Do you get my point or not? Here's a Johns Hopkins graduate. Let's recruit him. So he can take care of the health department. You know, Johns Hopkins has the best, even though Johns Hopkins is not Ivy League. Non-Ivy League, but attain to the top. You have to respect that school to the uttermost. Do you get my point? Because they don't have the resources as Ivy League universities. Ivy League has resources, generation resources. But Johns Hopkins come to the top. But you know one thing? All those recruited by him, they all, for some reason, just become their instrument. Christ, whether Christ is here, whether Christ is involved, is no longer that important. You know, I like that chapter. The record of David's mighty man. Do you get my point? And I like the rebuking. Joab. Is his name Joab? Joab. Giving to David. We all die. Let us all die. So you can. I tell you, David changed immediately. Because he realized he was caught with the biggest mistake. He's departed from the people who are one with him. You know, David has ability. I love you. I'm with you. So I want to invest my life in you. You know, brother, who can become mature? Our parents. Do you know that? We have a saying, the day you got married, you gain 7-year-old. The day you have a son, you gain another 7-year-old. Actually, let me tell you, the day you got married, you reduce 2-year-old. Because now all of a sudden you think everything's okay. You become much more immature. But the day you got a son or a daughter, you really become mature. You know why? For a father, for a mother, the mark is their life, their living, their existence, the manner of life, all go with the people they try to raise up. Remember Paul talked with a church in Thessalonica, right? He said, I'm like a mother. I'm like a father. To you, I'm like a mother begets, right? I'm like a father work with you. Brother, do you realize for anyone to grow, they need someone to invest themselves to them. For anyone to grow, they also need to invest themselves into somebody else. It's very interesting. If you do not have the ability to invest yourself into somebody else, you don't grow. You can be a beautiful church star. Do you realize? In most churches, there are some stars. And in most churches, there are some flowers, blossoming flowers. Flower come, flower go. Do you get my point? These few years, everyone knows Brother Swan is so good. Then he either move away or go to world. Then there's another flower come up, or another bunch of flower come up. Oh, Brother Swan, Sister Swan are so good. Brother, in the church life, for us to be raised up and to work with others, we ought to learn, number one, not defeated. Wherever we are, we have Christ. Number two, always invest ourselves and be invested into that we can grow, the others can grow. Oh, this is not an easy thing. You know, sometimes people do grow up for no reason. They just grow up. Now, some kids were so good that their parents are terrible. Sometimes you wonder, how could these kind of parents raise up these kind of children? Well, but brother, these are miracles, not normal case. Normal case, I look at my daughter Rose. I see how the little Anna came into being. All of a sudden, Rose become a different Rose. Do you get my point or not? She's different. Her whole person is geared to the little one. Whole being is occupied by the little one. Her existence become focused on the little one, and the little one just enjoyed it. And you don't blame her. You don't know how to appreciate your parents. You have to let her get married. Then she will have a son. Then at that time, Anna would understand, wow, what is a mother? Do you get my point or not? Don't always rebuke the young one. You don't know how to take care of your dad. You don't know how to appreciate your dad. Get them married and let them have a son. They will know how to appreciate you. Brother, you know what we're short in the church life? This kind of caring. Let me finish the four things. And certainly, there must be a lot of training going on. But remember, the training are based on two things. Number one, Christ is always there. Number two, you invest yourself in them, and somebody else, older, invests himself to you. With this kind of investing, then you know, the training become healthy. So you, like with today, of course, at that time, I believe, they learn how to use weapons. They learn how to work as team. They learn how to work as an army, even though it's a very small army with 400, right? But, brother, they exercise. So eventually, when they go to fight, gain the city, they have the ability to win the victory over Philistines. You know, brother, today, our training is in life. Our training is in truth. Our training is in operations. We need to be trained so we know life. We need to be trained so we know truth. We need to be trained so we know how to live with an operation. These are our trainings. You know, avoid doctrine focus in the name of truth. Avoid only read books, only know things, yet the person's not involved, the living's not involved. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I would train you and train you and train you. And avoid, become only one of the pawn. Is that a pawn? When you play chess. You know what I mean? Your whole thought is win. You have no affection to any of these members, right? So when you realize, well, if I sacrifice a soldier, I would gain one of their captain. I don't know, Western chess, I don't know, you have soldiers, captains, or something like that, or not. But anyway, I'll sacrifice this soldier to gain the captain. Because of this, I will sacrifice this soldier so that I can take their captain. Brother, you realize, because there's no affection. Many times in the church life, we play chess. How to win? How to have a good meeting? Many times, I tell you, I'm a little worried. Especially worried about how loud is that speaker. That's the only thing I worry, because I trust the brothers. I know what they're doing. I know they know what they're doing. I'm just a little concerned how loud that is. 2 days, for 2 days was quite loud. Seems it's calmed down a little bit. Is right or not? You know, brother, huh? Pardon? What is louder? Oh, you brother become louder. So that, well, that's good. That's good. Life become louder, machine going down. That's the right way. That's the right way. Brother, do you realize that don't become an instrument? Oh, I'm used. So I go to the mountaintop. Oh, we were all on top. Rather ask, after mountaintop, what did I get? Rather ask, after ignite, how did I grow? Rather ask, after we have college training, or we have these or that, how much Christ I gained, Amen. How much I can develop. Amen. So I heard the good news, for instance, Sister you, I heard you were, you are restored by mountaintop, aren't you? Yeah, I heard that. Oh, I'm so happy. You know, years ago, her father moved to Halifax or something. I forgot, huh? You got upset. Is that the time you protested? So I spent some time with her to comfort her. Because I understand, I mean, for a young girl, I mean, you got your peers, you got your schoolmates, and you know one another. All of a sudden you go to another city, your dad goes to another city for the Lord, you don't know what's going to happen. We know that, what makes no difference, because you go there, you have new friends anyway. But anyway, oh, it was hard for her, so I spent time with her. You say, Titus, you spend time with a little girl. Brother, everyone needs that kind of care. Amen. I've never take her as an instrument. No, I'll use you. I'll use your dad. Never. I always considered in what way a young one can grow, in what a way the family can operate, in what way the family can grow, in what way the Lord can gain someone who are not a chase used by us. Rather, they are living, organic vessel used by the Lord. Amen. Brother, so you need to be in truth. You need to be in life. And you need to be with a proper living so that you can operate. But all this, where you receive training, and all this, remember, the focus must be you gain Christ. Amen. I said the four things, right? Number one, the Lord. Am I right? What is number two? Yeah. Number two, you got to invest. Someone have to invest himself to you. You have to learn to invest yourself to somebody else. Number three, you need to be trained. Number four, you must have a field. No field, nothing works. You know, don't be a busybody. if I can tell you this, I'm a VIP. I'm a VIP. You think that's a field, right? I'm a VIP. My office is that in that building was knocked off by terrorists. What was that? World Trade Center. My office was Brother, don't trust that. Don't trust that. You need a field that you are burdened for. And that field will give you Christ. That field would have someone invest himself to you. And you are able to invest yourself into somebody else. And that is a field you can learn something of life. You can learn something of truth. And you are able to live a healthy life. In that field, you are not an instrument to be used. In that field, you are a living, organic member to develop, to grow. You need such a field. When I was young, I told you, I was with high schoolers. Children, right? Even till I graduated, I left Taiwan. I finished my college, come to the United States. The last day, I was still with children. Is there a difference? There's a difference. Number one, I was just a teacher. Number one, I was a key teacher. Number three, I was coordinating the children's service. Number four, I became a trainer of teacher, but still with children. And even where I was a trainer with teachers, the kids like me. You know why? Because I know how to conduct songs. You know, when some of the brothers and sisters lead the song, the kids were pretty dead. So I just walk in, let's sing this way. Okay, let's go. Then all the kids become alive. So that's why they like me. And I, brother, by Lord's mercy, due to that process, Lord has used a small member to raise up many good teachers. Oh, every week the teacher have to do some homework. Every week the teacher have to read in the word. Every week the teacher must have a spiritual life because they are serving the children. Then the teacher have to come together to present how they do it, to testify how they live before the Lord. I was with them, but I was still with children. That's a field. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Then when I was in one university, that was a replacing. Remember, I was 1 point short. 1 point short, because 1 point short to the later, I was informed, you are able to get into one of the worst university in the country. But of course, at that time there are only a few universities, so every university is not that bad. So I was in that university. You know, brother, I need a field. I began to preach gospel quickly. I told the brothers, I served. I said, can you, brother, give me a few months? I will depart from here. I will move to the campus, you know, which is about half hour by train. I'll move to that campus. I will rent a little room. I want to preach gospel in that campus. Do you get how good that is? So eventually, many got saved. One brother in Chicago, I like to tell that story. That brother still meet in Chicago. I baptized him in Pacific Ocean. Isn't that good? Because I went there, a field. You know, brother, don't just say, oh, I'm a good brother. Praise the Lord, I'm a good brother. Now it's my time. What should I say? Oh, for 3 minutes. Then I take the notes. Oh, Lord Jesus, I take those. Well, forget. I forgot to write down anything. Lord Jesus, and I know. Nigel's going to tell me to say something. Oh, Lord Jesus, what should I do? Brother, you have no field. You only have assignment. Assignment never work. Assignment never develop the person. Assignment the most develop your skill. This is why I encourage all you young people. All you young people, except you are operating in the field already, like Mark. Mark, you know, he has a good field. He is in Rochester, right? Mark is in Rochester, a small church with four languages. Five. Yeah, I heard this. English, Chinese, French, Spanish, and Korean. No, Russia. No French. Russia. Oh, colorful church life. How many are together? Yeah, 20-some brothers, 4 or 5 languages. Isn't that romantic? Isn't that romantic? Don't you like a church life like that? I like to, yeah, personally, I like it. If I can move to a place, I'll move to Rochester, because over there, I can meet all kind of languages, brother. But if you have an eye, if you have a view, in every language, I raise up 4. I raise up 2 couple in Chinese, 2 couple in Russia, 2 couple in Spanish, 2 couple in English. 3 years later, from this small church, 5 churches were raised up in 5 countries. Because you have a view, right? You don't have a view. Oh, praise the Lord, the meeting's very good. Hallelujah, the Lord really is speaking to us. Every time I heard it, I like it. But I had a feeling, brother, can you be higher than that? You're not for this meeting. So the meeting is very good. The next time the meeting can be very bad. When the meeting is very good, the Lord is with you. When the meeting, according to you, very bad, isn't the Lord still with you?
Amen.
What's the difference? But you need a field. For instance, I'm going to move. Young brother, I'm going to move to Cleveland Heights. For what? You say that, huh? Because I must have a field so I can really know Christ.
Amen.
I must have a field so I can really invest myself.
Amen.
And I can really let some brothers invest himself in me.
Amen.
I must have a field so I can grow in life, in truth, and in my living with my operation.
Amen.
We saw this field. You would just go to the church. Young man, brother, young man, I tell you, we are in an old setting. I came here 1963, and Lord's work in North America began 1962. I come here as a young man, 20-some year old. Now I'm about 70. Just from the size and color of my hair, you know size, what does that mean? That? When I was young, I have a lot of hair. And they're all strong. I don't know why young man's hair is that strong. They all stick out. And no way even to handle, so I got a crew cut because I don't know what to do with it. You know what I mean? So I got a crew cut. For some reason later, I found out the hair become very nice. They listen to you, even though not listen to you orderly, but they like to listen to you. They just typify the local church. Everyone have his way, but nobody is rebellious. When you were young, everyone's rebellious. You have to use a blow. Then finally, listen to the order. You have a strong leader. Then everybody, yeah, we behave. Now, it's an old church. Everyone's nice. Everyone's nice. But they're all powerless. They're all ugly, white. You know, brother, you grow up in a church like this. You like it, don't like it, it's a fact. The church has been here. When I first came, I began to gain the first couple, right? And by Lord's mercy, the work developed. Through the developing, I do have a field. Do you get my point? Because nothing was here. So whatever labor was a field for me to grow, now this field is become very old, just like an orchard. Now, orchard, you have all the old trees. Do you want to cut off these trees? According to Watchman Nee, the ministry should. The ministry should. You know, Watchman did say this. Did I tell you that? When the ministries, when the ministers die, his ministry should give to the Lord and let the Lord use it and cannot continue by man. And even what? Even the root of that ground should tear out so that the new ministry can grow. Do you see the point, right? So that another brother. Lord can raise up other brothers to meet that generation. You know, brother, now we got all the old archers. Everyone can be your shadow. And if everyone can tell you, don't grow. You understand what I'm talking about? Just think about it. Where are you from, brother?
Sydney.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're in a totally new place. How about you?
Cleveland.
Real Cleveland or fake Cleveland? Real Cleveland. So fake Cleveland means Lorraine or whatever. That's fake Cleveland. Real Cleveland means that hopeless city. But anyway, you're from Cleveland, right? Think about it. Your dad is an elder. Am I right? Isn't your dad? So everything you do, the first thing your dad will say, what's your name? Luke, right? Luke, shut up. I know you. I know you didn't get up pray this morning. Don't say anything until you have your morning revival every day. Brother, only angels could have morning revival every day. We all have our failure, but we don't have to be defeated. I forget my morning revival. Surely I don't say you should. But I will still be before the Lord, fight for the Lord's interest that day. Because I can have failure, but I refuse to be defeated.
Amen.
Am I right? So you try to give a message. Your dad, look at you. Of course, your dad is very sweet. Your dad say, oh, I'm here to enjoy you so much. You know that. He look at you as a kid. I told Sam, I said, you should come to Cleveland. You know what Sam said? He said, see, I don't want to be with my dad. Well, I think about it. Really makes sense. Really makes sense. For Sam with his father wanted to expose him and cover him. It's very hard for his father. It's very hard for him. You get my point or not? I wish Rex can go to Pittsburgh. And Sam can come to Cleveland, because Cleveland needs someone. If you are on my way, I kick you away. And Pittsburgh needs someone. Come on, we love you. Am I right or not? Well, but the Lord's government, one moved to Pittsburgh, one moved to Cleveland, and the Lord is telling me, Titus, you're too opinionated. Leave the whole thing to me. But brother, do you know that? I'm happy for these young people because they find a field.
Amen.
You need a field.
Amen.
If you're in a large church, you need a field. Maybe I'm working with young people. Maybe I'm working with children. But I'm not here for fun. This become my commitment. You should say that. I have a burden for children. Give that to me for 3 years. Let me develop it. Be patient with me for 3 years. Let me develop it. In 3 years, I will raise up 10 good teachers who love the Lord so much. I will raise up 40 young people who are second generation, 40 children who are second, third generation, another 40 children friends. They come to enjoy the Lord. You see, you got a field. Brother, let me say this. Can you, every one of you, no exception, tell the Lord, Lord, where is my field?
Amen.
Or where is me and my brother's field? In other words, if I'm alone, it's no good. How about two or three? But we must have a field. In this field, you practice the previous three things. In this field, firstly, I hope everyone in this field know Christ.
Amen.
And second, I hope everyone's field are mutually investing. I invest myself on you. You invest yourself on another brother. Another brother may invest himself on me. But we invest ourselves to another, not one has an isolated, selfish, lonely Christian life.
Amen.
Everyone is investing themselves.
Amen.
Do you get my point? And thirdly, in this, especially my expectation in these two new churches, you should have a whole year getting to the truth. develop the ability of ministering, preaching the gospel, develop the ability of bringing new ones into the church life. And you should have a church life totally out of format of everything you know. Amen. Don't trust anything you know. Amen. Only the Lord tell you how to practice a church life.
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's totally free. That is an attractive group because there's so much in life, there's so much in freedom, they have the freedom, they have the boldness to follow only Christ.
Amen.
Oh, brother, if there are churches like this raised up, I can assure you, with the help of others to open the door, I can assure you that 1 year you will see so many new ones. You know, brother, all the local churches in the United States began with English speaking. It is interesting. For instance, I work here, serve here, beside Toronto, which is a city of immigrants. And the immigrants come from China, who are Chinese, Taiwan, who are Chinese, Malaysia, who are Chinese, Singapore, who are Chinese, and the Philippines, who are Chinese. So whatever they can say, we got so many countries, but they're all Chinese. So, beside Toronto, majority are Chinese, but still, there are many, many English speaking. You know, by what? By Lord's work. Well, I don't know why I tell you these things. I should read you the outlines. It's okay. Are you okay?
Yes.
Are you okay, huh? You know, but by Lord's mercy in Canada, the Lord has contacted a group of brothers in Kitchener, Kingston. Let me see. The city between Toronto and London. Is that Kitchener or Kingston? Kitchener, in Kitchener. And your dad is one of the young brothers in that group. And Terry Craft is one of the older brothers in that group. Many, many Caucasians come in. The whole work in North America are always Americans. Do you get my point or not? For instance, in the church in Akron, about 200 of us, there'll be 10, 12 Orientals. All the rest are white people or black people. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
You know, after these many years, I think theoretically, if we still can see all the local churches, I wish all the local churches can really be local churches, there will be about 20,000. How many is 20,000? This is 20,000, right? Yeah, this is 20,000, right? There are about 20,000, maybe could to 25,000, no? Maybe. This all together, North America. And the English speaking, maybe 8,000. Do you get my point? Out of 8,000 of the English speaking, at least 4,000 are non-local. Do you get my point or not? For instance,
Amen.
You will go to English speaking because your Chinese is too poor. Yeah, right? And your sister, would you go to English or Chinese? Yeah, you see? So when we say, how many are in your English speaking? Suppose we say, this is guessing, not real. Somewhere like this. I say, 8,000! Brother, actually go there, they're all Chinese. Just like you go to church in Toronto. The English speaking are Chinese. The Chinese speaking are Chinese. The non-English Chinese speaking are still Chinese. Whatever is the Chinese. You know, brother, we have been here for 40 years. 40 years. After 40 years labor with a great apostle like Brother Lee, he's really unusual, right? A great apostle like Brother Lee. Today, we only have the most 4,000 North Americans. Of course, if we are very fair, then Joe, you're North American, right? You were born here or not? Are you born here? Oh, you're born in Taiwan, but you grew up here. So basically, just like me, right? I enjoy American food. I walk like American. The people look at me, think I'm a Japanese because they can't figure out I'm a Chinese. They say, no Chinese look like you. Then at the same time, for sure, you're not American, so you got to be in the middle, so you should be a Japanese. But I tell you, by no means I'm Japanese. No Japanese is as buoyant as I am. Japanese. I never do this kind of stuff. I hate it. Brother, well, let's come to the real stuff. That's all what we have now. And the majority of them are white hair. Majority of them are white hair. You can't even believe it. You go to the meeting, what do you see? White hairs. Once I was in London. Oh, Lord Jesus. I don't know if I did the right thing. Once I was in London. So I told the brothers, I must go to Plymouth to see the brethren. I'm in London. One brother was know me. He was in Cleveland for a while. He said, I'll drive you. He's a British. So he drove me all the way from London to Plymouth, where that's where Derby is. So we got there, and we asked for places. We found their meeting hall, and the door was closed, and we met a man selling ice cream. So I said, hey, sir, do you know where can I find someone who is in this chapel? He said, oh, I can tell you the elder where he lives. I can't believe it. So give me a direction, give me the address. So I said, are you a member here? He says, no. Then possibly sell them ice creams. But anyway, so we drove over, we talked with the elder. He told me something interesting. I says, brother, do you brothers still read Derby? He says, oh, I'm a real estate agent. I don't read. I said, do you know Derby? Seems I heard about it. Then I said, brother, please allow me. How many are meeting together? He said, we don't talk about past. We only look on the future. We just have 70 young men went to have a retreat at London. I heard, Plymouth? Right? That should be the holy site for brethren. 70 young men from 70 young men from Plymouth, and to them it's a success. Otherwise, they won't tell you the number, right? They're not ashamed. They feel very happy about it. I said, "Well, brother, you mind that introduce me to some brothers, some close brethren?" You know what the brother says? It's interesting. He says, "Brother Chu, let me tell you honestly." British are much more polite. They don't just say, Titus. They always call you brother. Yes, Brother Chu, let me tell you honestly, the close brethren will refuse to see you. I said, but I'm a brother. He said, makes no difference. They will not see you. They were so much caught with their ideology. And they don't care about things of Christ. They were so trained with their ideology. They don't care about even in a way, the Bible as a whole. This, he didn't say that, but he just said they refused to see you. So I said, okay, brother, then can I see another gathering? He said, oh, yeah, the certain place will have a gathering. Let me tell you, we have three set of elders take care of three congregations, but they work together. So very much like a local church. He said, we take care of young people, and that place was, they have a meeting. So we went. We went, nobody's there, so we walk around the building. We were ready to go. We said, old lady came. So we said, hey, sister, you have a meeting? He says, oh, we'll have a meeting half hour later. I tell you, something impressed me. They all come to meeting before. Nobody's late. Not one person's late. My guess is they are not allowed to watch TV. My guess. They're very strict with, you do this, you don't do this. Maybe that's the reason. And I told the leader, I said, I will have to go back to London. That's about a 4-hour drive. So I said, "You mind? I have to go tonight, right?" So I depart early in the meeting. He said, "Oh, no problem." I said, "I'll sit in the back." I sit in the back. Well, I said, "This will be the recovery." 20 years later, not one black hair. Even you can't find a black hair. You know, if you look carefully, you may find one black hair. Over there, totally white. You look at the back, whole thing is white. I had a feeling, "Lord, what's happened? What's happened? Where are you?" Just think about 200 years ago, 1820-some, right? So less than 200 years ago. What a great work. About 130 years ago, around 1880, how prevailing this group of people are. What happened in just such a short time? Even when Watchman Nee visited Europe, right, in what, around 1930-some? 1930-some. He was still meeting, contacting a lot of brethren that at that time they were not that degraded. They would even send a group of people to China to receive us as part of brethren, and the watchman strongly said, "No, we are the local churches for Lord's testimony." You know, brother, they announced this. They're very polite people, typical British. They will say, "We're very happy. There are three guests from London. The driver and his wife drove me from London, and they have to leave earlier, so they introduce us, we stand up, greet them. And then we have a brother so-and-so came from what place. He's coming to help us sing, to do the singing." You know, I think they don't have piano, organ, or whatever. They just sing their song. And they invite the brother. Oh, the voice was so good. So the whole congregation followed his singing. He became the live piano. You know, well, he helped the singing. Brother, today you look at us. Out of 4,000, all, majority are white hair. And the interesting thing, I wouldn't say interest, sorry, huh? The sad thing is that you keep on having young people. You keep on losing young people. Every year we have a glorious status about the young people. And every year a number of our young people just depart because they cannot find their place. Or they do not have the spiritual constitution to support them in the church life. You keep on having many young people. You keep on losing many young people. So eventually, you go to most local churches. That include Cleveland. You go to most local churches. You find out, "Lord Jesus, what has happened? Where are all the young brothers? They grew up right in the church life. They have made a vow to love the Lord. They have prayed before the Lord and consecrated. I still remember my son Joseph's consecration. The way he prayed, the way he consecrated was powerful." Then today he become a donator. Is that English? Every month write a big check. But for me to involve, no. What is the reason? What is the reason? Then brothers, out of 4,000, this brother, you cannot write down as a formal document because I never go to do the statistics. It's just my observations. I believe 2,000 are in this area. So if you go to many other churches, almost you cannot find North Americans. Do you get my point or not? So when I heard the door in Montreal opened up a little bit, the real local people, the French-speaking, are coming to the Lord's recovery, are coming to local church life. I was so happy. Amen. Praise the Lord for this. Amen. And we have, and all the local churches practice now, basically is telling Americans, don't come. What do you say?
Say yes.
Yeah, basically, our meeting, the form of our meeting, the life in our meeting, the way we teach one another. Not one thing is inviting to the real Americans. So even finally, some Americans begin to contact us and show a little interest. They go to website to find out, what are you? The first thing about local church was everything was negative. It's a cult. Brother, we are not a cult. Because what is a cult? Someone decide everyone's fate. That's become a cult. Either one leader or small group declare they are leader. They decide everyone's future. That become a cult. So there's no balancing. Do you get my point? See, America is so beautiful. Why so beautiful? Because there's a balancing. Do you understand? The president cannot go very far because there's Senate. The senator and Congress balance the president. And then the Senate and Congress cannot go very far because there's a president. And if Senate and Senate, Congress, and the president cannot get together too well, there is Supreme Court. They balance one another. You know, brother, when Brother Lee was here with us, because the ministry from him, it is very healthy for Brother Lee takes the lead for us to follow. But eventually, if we come out of balancing now, any brother can say, some of us, we are what? Then brothers, we will become a cult, even though we are not a cult today. It's very serious. You know, cult doesn't mean they do immoral things. The word cult doesn't mean they do immoral things. Or someone's after somebody's money. Cult only means man's fate is no longer in the Lord's hand or in their hand, it's in somebody else's hand. They decide your fate. Do you get my point or not? Then it's getting very serious. You know, brother, today we see young people in, we see young people out, and our church practice is almost like telling people, we want to labor on you, we hope you can be with us, but under the condition, you have to conform to us, we'll take you. If you not conform yourself to us, we'll reject you. Brother, the church, a local church, as expression of the body of Christ in the localities, must have the greatest ability to taking everyone who has the desire to follow the Lord.
Amen.
This, I'm very strong, I'm very firm. I don't care how people talk about us, this must be our practice. If you are the local church, then you are the local church. If you are the local church, you must be inclusive. If you are the local church, everyone should find shelter in your locality.
Amen.
You cannot selective. Anytime you become selective, your selectiveness makes you a denomination.
Amen.
You will become a denomination. Whether you consider yourself as a denomination or not, that makes no difference. This is why, brothers, today, it is very good. With a small, very, very small group of remnant, very small group of remnants, young people, they like to rise up. Of course, it's by no means easy. They like to rise up as a field with the brothers willing to be trained, with the brothers willing to say, I must have Christ. With the brothers willing to say, I like to live for Christ, so I must be for the church.
Amen.
Therefore, I invest myself into others. I will let others invest themselves in me, that we all grow up together.
Amen.
Brother, it is by this the Lord may have a way.
Amen.
Lord's way is through testimonies. When Brother Lee first came, 1962, we begin to hear the letter, read the letters Brother Lee wrote to us. How he was invited here, he was invited there, and the doors opened up. Praise the Lord for this. That actually triggered my desire to come to the United States to be with Brother Lee to learn. You know, brother, about 66, 67, or maybe even 68. I talked with Brother Lee. I said, Brother Lee, well, aren't we too slow? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Aren't we too slow? In other words, you were here in 1962, and I'm here in 1963. And look, the whole country, maybe just 100-some people. The whole country, just 100-some, maybe 200 people, the whole country. I say, Brother Lee, are we a little bit too slow? Remember, I didn't say that, but let me testify to you why I say it. The day I was baptized is about 800 baptized at the same time. So you look at this, what kind of thing is this? 3-day gospel by one local church, 800 baptized or 700 baptized. Now, I mean, with you as a great apostle, serving here this many years, 150, 100, 150, 200. And you know, one of the most precious books you have to read, that is the All-Inclusive Christ. You know that book, right? That was a training given at Jim Risky's home. How big was that bedroom? Living room. How big was that living room? How big was that house? And everybody stayed there. Everybody stayed in Jim Risky's home for 1 week. So Brother Lee, my guest, must be speaking to 30, 40, 50 people. Yet, what a rich book. But anyway, I said, Brother Lee, aren't we too slow? And the Brother Lee says like this, no, not at all, not slow at all. I look at him. Well, you got excited. I don't know you're excited about what. I like to say 800 baptized in one night. Do you like that? The answer is the night I was baptized was January the 17th. You know, I got saved January the 1st. Then I went to 3 gospel meetings, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, in 3 different halls in Taipei. So 17th I got baptized. Praise the Lord for that, right? And another brother later I know, he was also baptized, the same baptism. He always says, we were baptized January 18th. I said, no, 17th. He says, no, 18th. I said, I'm very sure 17th. He says, very sure 18th. And I asked him, what time? He said, in the morning. He asked me, what time? I said, in the evening. Then we found out, one night they can only baptize 450, the maximum. You know what I mean? You go in, it's just like this. This is a pool, right? Here, a brother, you dress up your baptism clothes, you go in, you step in the water, and then 2 brothers just push it. Then go. I baptize you in the name of Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then you go. I even pray, Lord, make sure one of them pray for me. But I was a kid, so they have no burden, so they just, I said, oh, it's over? But you just consider, how long take 450 to get in, then go up. Get in, go up. So the second day, they baptized another about 300 or so. You get so many. But it's not small. Then in 1970, when we came to Accra, we were 60-some, small in number, began. Lord was with us. In 1 year, we add to about 160, 170. Brother Lee visited us twice a year, very faithful, twice a year. So he was taking a walk with me. He said, Titus, I'm satisfied. All what I want, all what I desire is I will travel among these 5 churches, or 6, I think it's 5 churches, Seattle, Akron, maybe Atlanta, maybe later, but maybe Atlanta, and Texas, and Los Angeles. That's it, he said. Chicago. Seattle, Chicago, Akron, that's Cleveland, right? Then maybe Atlanta, maybe without. Then Texas. At that time, it's Houston, I think, huh? Houston. Then he went back. He said, Titus, I'm so happy that every year I thought, wow, brother, how come you, a great apostle, become so inambitious? Is that English?
Unambitious.
What do to me five places. I myself like to see hundreds of local churches raise up through my labor. Don't you like to say that? Says, you can say that. Even though I escaped from Cleveland, ran to Columbus, but I like to see 100 local churches raise up through my labor.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Isn't that good? So I look at him. Then I heard something even more discouraging. He was in Los Angeles. There was really a lot of riches there because many people moved to Los Angeles. For that was a hippie time. Many people moved to Los Angeles to listen to him. Remember, brotherly testified, Bill Gilbert's brother, George Gilbert, always without a shoe, with a big empty feet, sit in the front row and move like this. And brother, look at that, I have to give a message. Brotherly testified, he just doesn't know how to give a message with seeing that feet. They're so wild, the wild people. And he told the one brother, the brother passed word to me, he said, oh, Brother Lee told them in private, I said, I have no other hope. I look at how much the Lord is doing. I just wish I could go back to my hometown, Qifu, that Yantai, huh? Go back hometown and walk on that street. That is normal, right? When I went to Xi'an, the first thing I do was find out the street, then find out the house I stayed. Do you get my point? So remember your good old days. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, here's Apostle. Here's Apostle. Do you get? Five churches, he's happy. And in his own hometown, Lord bless, and he wants to go back to walk on the street and think that's good enough. The Lord has done enough. Then he told the brothers, you all should move out. I'm just old apostle. Leave the old apostle in the city. All of you rest, move out. This is Jerusalem's principle. Apostle didn't go out to raise up churches. The saints raise up churches. You know, at that time, not one of these things I understand. I just wonder, of course, I never questioned Brother Lee, but I just wonder how come this great apostle become so small. I know that if someone listened to this tape, it's going to say, Titus attacked Brother Lee. I didn't. You were all here. You know I didn't. Later, I understand. He sees the principle of remnant. When everything is degraded, when everything is fallen, when everything is unhealthy, when even we should know the young people's work, the trainings we gave, is not adequate. Now, the Lord is calling a group of young men as a remnant. We are ready to go to pioneer new cities.
Amen.
Pioneer new churches.
Amen.
We will practice the church life totally under the headship of Christ.
Amen.
Totally according to the Bible with the leading of the Spirit.
Amen.
Brother, by these, maybe only two this year. Maybe only two this year. But brother, remember what I say. Next year, 5 years later, you may find 20 churches composed of young people, and through the young people, they bring in the old fathers. Do you get my point? For the father to bring the son in the church life is like a dream. For the son to bring the fathers in the church life is a piece of cake. Is that your English? So easy. The father loves the kids. All the kids have to say is, I go there. If you want to be with me, you go there too. And they come, they touch something of the Lord. And they begin to say, I love the Lord Jesus too. They begin to say, I open up my house. What a strong church life.
Amen.
Spirit can be totally free, lead. And young people will be raised up.
Amen.
Brother, we rely so much on process. Oh, here, this kind of training, that kind of training, Titus, 10 months labor. I don't despise this, but I tell you all, no process accomplishes anything. The process must lead you to a field, must lead you to a goal. In that field, in that goal, you labor.
Amen.
If you are manifesting your locality, like, what's your name? You.
Joe,
yeah, like Joe. Don't you like what Joe said? Now guy is out. But in a good way, right? He didn't kick you out. So I'm function. I will function. So I find a field. So if a brother in your locality, you find a field, you operate, then don't touch it because you don't want to damage any of the work of the Spirit. But, brothers, if you do not have a field, if you realize you need to learn, if you realize you need to exercise the church life anew, amen, I encourage you to stand with these two group brothers. There might be small, maybe only 20, maybe only 15, maybe 25. With the gospel preaching, they will have increase. Their practice must be spiritually Americanized. American come in, they can say, well, I'm with this group of people. Today, just think about a Caucasian walk into the meeting in Toronto. What a feeling he would get. I got into an ethnic church. Then we say, no, we're the local church. He says, what kind of local church is this? If the local church is composed with local people, amen, how come this local church is composed with all immigrants? What kind of local church is this local church? But you say that, okay, all the immigrants here are as seeds for the real local people. That's fine. All the immigrants here to practice our old pattern church life according to our old culture. That's not fine. Do I make sense to you? Yes. Brother, I'm surprised what I did because we're going to have four sessions. But, brother, could I say a word to you? David worked with his discontented, in debt. In debt basically means with no ability. Not sharp at all. Anyone who's sharp is not in debt. You know, you don't know how to handle your money, which really means you don't know how to handle yourself. Do you get my point? So you are discontent in heart, your being is not satisfied. In your daily life, you messed up, and psychologically, you are distressed. But David says, I work with this man. I like one of young brother Joe, what you said. Firstly, build them up. You are hopeful. You're hopeful. Then secondly, develop them. So eventually, among these 400, of course, some may depart. That's normal. Do you get my point? So originally 400, we don't know how many states, how many depart, but eventually they have 600. And these 600 fight with David to gain the city. Then went with David to the wilderness. So eventually, by Lord's mercy, Lord use this mighty man to build up his testimony.
Amen.
Should we tell the Lord?
Amen.
Lord, we are nothing. We have all the problems, but we declare unto you, we will not be the second generation which will fade away a few years later.
Amen.
We will be the mighty man developed.
Amen.
We will take strong,
amen,
in your presence,
amen,
for your testimony.
Amen.
We like to be here,
amen,
to see that your economy,
amen,
your purpose,
amen,
carried out and satisfied.
Amen.
How marvelous that will be.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, huh? I don't think we need a message. We don't have time for it. Can we still have some prayer?
Amen.
Tell the Lord, Lord, for your economy, for your testimony, we consecrate ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.